Larry, one of the greatest problems of those in office is that they feel they must do something. I was in office, you were in office too in Virginia some years ago, and you explained in the last segment exactly correct. Our politicians, they feel the heat, and that's how we put pressure on. That's representative government. The more effectively we do that, the more effectively it is realized. But the enemies are also doing that at the same time. And most guys in office I've met, guys or women as well, tend to think that they've got to do something. In most cases, that do something means they got to pass a law. You and I both know that we got enough laws. But in regard to that, the gun-free zone laws have been on the books for a long time. They were put into place because somebody said, if we just keep the guns out of that area, we're not going to have any problems with our schools. I just want to ask you this question. Has this law worked? And would you identify it as accurately being one of those examples of cuts or death by a thousand cuts?
Well, the gun-free zone notion has been around since at least 1950. And federal government data inform us that 98% of all mass murders have occurred in gun-free zones. The thing that stuns me is that even now, when some dirtbag takes advantage of an area that he's reasonably assured will be gun-free because that's the law, and the good guys he'd like to kill are law-abiding, and so he can go to that place and realize that he's confident that he'll be able to be a one-man killing machine for 5 or 10 minutes until the cops get there. And the response to the obvious problem that we've set up zones where we virtually invite dirtbags to come in and wreck as much havoc as possible is, well, we need some more gun control. We need to make it harder for people to get a gun. We need to raise the age when somebody can get a gun. We need to, well, let's see, we already restrict guns in school. So you can see where they want to deal with every other aspect of the Second Amendment other than one of the major violations of the Second Amendment, which is to decree a gun-free zone. When our country was being established back in the 17th century, all of the colonies at one time had laws on the books that said, when you go to church, you will be fined if you do not have a gun with you. You had to carry a pistol, as it were, of the day, because they realized that there was no cops. The county might have elected a sheriff, maybe, but he didn't have any group of people. That's why we had posses. That's why we had the hue and cry. It was completely from the community that force would be exercised against criminals. And so obviously the community had to have means of exercising their will. They're the sovereign. They've got to have the guns. And for a long time, the Swiss had a saying that the emblem of a free man is a rifle. And I think that's something that we should consider because that resonates with the American tradition. And the fact that we now think we can solve problems dealing with criminals, murderers, apart from the ability of the people at the scene of the crime when it gets underway of having something effective, like a gun, to defend themselves, shows that our thinking has gotten very muddled. It's unconstitutional, and frankly, it's very dangerous to think that being disarmed is somehow going to convince bad people to be nice.
The insanity that you're describing here is very clearly illustrated in what happened at Fort Hood. Nadal Hassan chose the processing center, which was a gun-free area. He chose it deliberately for that reason. And now we're being asked...
The whole military base.
Yeah, people trained. Yeah, people trained to carry and use a weapon cannot carry one. And as a result, 14 people died that day. Now we're being asked to put our confidence in the professionals, the authorities, the law enforcement. In Parkland, the school there is an illustration of this. The police failed in a catastrophic way. Had the public, the general public, teachers, been trained and armed in that facility, I dare say the catastrophe that resulted would not have been as great as it was. It may not have happened at all. But now...
Well, let me say, ideas have consequences. Broward County is a liberal county. They elected a Hillary Clinton embracing, literally, sheriff And he was all full of these feel-good solutions. The school board didn't want any, they wouldn't have wanted their teachers to be armed. Are you crazy? Guns in the classroom? Is the typical response that will come from these people. Ideas have consequences. And if you think that not being able to protect yourself is a smart idea, then explain how all of these dead bodies have been piled up by your ideas.